St. Louis Cardinals.
No Green Deal. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A progressive attempt to combat climate change put on ice at the Senate.
A lot of the authors of the Green New Deal proposal are trying to suggest that people should not have babies, and I think that's atrocious.
Republican Mike Lee mocked it on the Senate floor, using a picture of Aquaman riding a seahorse to say that's how we'll replace planes to go on flights overseas. Democratic Congressman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez swiped back in a tweet, "If he can be a senator, you can do anything." Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, the Green New Deal didn't get a single yay in the Senate. Democrats, including Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, called the vote a stunt.
With this exercise, the Republican majority has made a mockery of the legislative process.
43 Democrats voted present, while others voted no. 57 senators in all voted against the plan. As the vote approached, Republican Majority Whip John Cornyn said Democrats were running for the hills.
Well, ordinarily, when you propose a piece of legislation around here, you're tickled pink when the majority leader schedules it for a vote.
Senate Democrats expect today to announce a new special committee on climate change. Dave?
Rachel, President Trump's joining Democrats wanting to make the full Mueller report public.
It could not have been better. It said no obstruction, no collusion.
Democrats say wait. The special counsel did not exonerate him on obstruction. They want the full report by next Tuesday to see the evidence. Jussie Smollett feels vindicated.
Now I'd like nothing more than to just get back to work and move on with my life.
The actor insists he did not stage the hate crime attack he claims he was the victim of, but Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel calls the decision to drop all charges a whitewash of justice.
No explanation as to why the charges against Jussie Smollett were dropped. The assistant state's attorney, Joseph Maggots, claimed that Smollett was treated like any other defendant who has no felony criminal background and was not involved in a violent crime.
That's Trace Gallagher. This is Fox News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur. Patriot Software provides cloud-based accounting software that is super easy for business owners and powerful enough for accountants. With Patriot's accounting software, business owners can easily invoice customers, receive payments, pay bills, and track the money in and out of their company without needing a college degree in accounting. And with Patriot Software's patent-pending cash-to-accrual toggle switch, the business's accountant can log in, view the books, and make complex entries to ensure the business has accurate financial statements. Easy but powerful. Everybody wins. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
House Democrats, who claim President Trump is manufacturing a crisis at the border, were unable to come up with enough votes to override his veto, so his national emergency declaration remains in place.
Those on the border continue to ring the alarm. Customs and Border Patrol tweeted a picture saying Border Patrol recorded more than 37 apprehensions along the southwest border yesterday, the largest single day total in more than a decade.
Fox's Leland Vitter. The Border Patrol's also temporarily closed highway checkpoints in New Mexico and West Texas to focus on the influx of Central American families arriving here. A Marine murder mystery at a military base in California.
Almost 2 weeks ago, Lance Corporal Riley Schultz was on guard duty at Camp Pendleton, where he was later found dead with a gunshot wound to the head. Schultz's mother told her local paper in Longmont, Colorado, that at first she was told it was a suicide. The next day she was told it was not. The 1st Marine Expeditionary Force has gone silent on the matter. The Navy is investigating. Schultz's body will be flown back to his home state for funeral services next month. Ken Duffy, Fox News.
A soldier who died trying to stop a suicide bomber will get the nation's highest military honor posthumously.
Army Staff Sergeant Travis Atkins was killed outside Baghdad in June of 2007 when he bear-hugged a man wearing a bomb vest, saving his fellow soldiers from harm. While he was originally granted the Defense Service Cross, a review decided Atkins should receive the Medal of Honor. John Valdor was his battalion commander.
And in my role, I think, is to ensure that Travis's heroic actions are never forgotten or diminished.
A ceremony will be held today at the White House to formalize the medal. Atkins was on his second enlistment when he was killed at age 31. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Well, Wall Street stocks could drop at the opening bell. Dow futures are down after a 140-point gain yesterday. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hey, good morning. It's Wednesday. Beautiful, bright morning. ESPN 93.5, our local news brought to you by American Eagle Auto Glass for expert window replacement and repair for windshields and windows in your car, truck, or van. American Eagle Auto Glass does the job right the first time. Visit Wade Adams, 706 Bloomington Road in Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. New help for the Women's Resource Center at University of Illinois. The board approved the hiring of two confidential advocates. WCIA says it comes after the Student Senate asked the board to consider the proposal. A 23-year-old man is facing multiple charges for allegedly choking his girlfriend and pointing a gun at her. 23-year-old Enrique Hernandez was accused of firing a gun in the public yard area of Gramercy Park Apartments in Champaign on Friday night. Hernandez apparently left the scene by the time police got there. About 90 minutes later, police say Hernandez broke down the door of the home that he shared with his 23-year-old girlfriend and allegedly choked the woman. Police say he pointed a gun at her, then left. A state report says personal income growth in Illinois for the last year was higher than any surrounding state. It was 4.5%. Overall, Illinois ranked 16th for personal income growth among the states. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Do you avoid going through the drive-thru windows because you have to open your door to place your order? Is the dog wanting the window down to get the spring air in his face? Are the kids embarrassed by the rock chips in the windshield? We'll make the family happy and spring into getting it all fixed. Call American Eagle Auto Glass at 443-GLASS. Their certified technicians can repair your window regulator, fix your rock chips, or replace any needed auto glass. American Eagle Auto Glass, 443-4527. Clearly the right choice.
Here's your weather, brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. They turn your feelings into flowers. Two locations, Village at the Crossing Champaign, that's Windsor and Duncan. Also, Cunningham in Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie. Up to 57 with the sunshine, 44 our low tonight. More clouds coming our way tomorrow, high 63, low 49. Slight chance of precipitation, especially late, and a 90% chance of rain as we wrap up the week Friday with a high 55, low 42. 80% shot at showers on Saturday, and a high 45 expected. Right now we're at 30. ESPN 93.5.
All right, we've got a lot to talk about here this morning.
We
do have a Cardinal recap, ladies and gentlemen. The first one, Chris Raby, will be coming up in a moment. And we'll run that recap because the Cardinals open tomorrow at 1:10 Central Standard Time up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So off we go into the 2019 baseball season. Cubbies will open on US 105.9. in Texas. And off we go into probably a very exciting baseball season with lots of hope for both the Cubs and the Cardinals with Paul Goldschmidt, among others, added to this roster. We'll see. We'll do that coming up. The Jesse Smollett, all charges dropped. Wow. We talk about that here this hour. The Green New Deal put to a vote. 57-0 with a whole bunch of presents. Former chief of staff for Senator Mike Lee, who's made news with his, was it the Aquaman reference that Senator Lee? Very clever. Political strategist Boyd Matheson. Salt Lake City, Utah, Deseret News. How are you, Boyd?
Doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Great to have you back on the program. Okay, so Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has said that the thing's going to end, the Earth, in 12 years. If that's the case, why in the world would you not? And now, listen, this is a little stuntish. That's okay. But why wouldn't you? If you're going to go to the microphone and say, I agree, I think we should do this, and why don't you vote for it?
Yeah, exactly. I think that's the real question for a lot of Democrats today, that there aren't very many things in life where you just get to show up and vote present. You know, that is not exactly a profile in courage. Even the 13 senators who co-sponsored the bill into the Senate voted present. So that tells you a little bit about the seriousness of the actual proposals that are in there.
Sure.
And to me, it's just one of those classic things where I think the Democrats would rather have the issue than solve the problem. And they raised a whole lot of campaign cash off of it yesterday as well.
Well, what's the difference between, as a presidential candidate, going to a microphone and fully throating absolute yes,
and
not voting for me? What's the difference? You're on record. I've got video. What's the difference?
Yeah, I think a lot of them really had to think long and hard about it. I mean, every single one of those senators who's running for president came out and supported the Green New Deal as soon as it came out. But then I think they started looking at what actually was in the proposal, and you started looking at how ludicrous some of that stuff is in terms of getting rid of airplanes, getting rid of cows, you know, basically getting rid of humans in the end. And I think some of them thought, you know what, this is socialism may play really well in the spring primary, mm-hmm. but if they're really looking for a general election victory, they know they've got to move over just a little bit as well.
Okay, so the Mueller report, Boyd. I have never watched a full Rachel Maddow show. I had no idea some of the stuff she said. According to the New York Post, she's number one in the Mueller madness brackets out this morning. She was number one in the commentary area where she was talking about all the power going out because Russia's totally controlling our country. I mean, I had no idea it was this deep.
Yeah, it is high and deep. It may be part of the Green New Deal problem, but there's just a lot of gases coming out of that portion of the TV programming world. And it is, it's amazing how invested some of the national media folks have become on the issue. And again, they would rather have the issue than get to the truth. And you know, Rachel Maddow was one of those who, you know, came out with the instant certainty of, you know, what everything meant and why it was and so on. But to come out and get to those kinds of conclusions that, you know, this is evidence that, you know, we're completely controlled, mm-hmm. By Russia is just so far beyond laughable. But it's a good reminder to all of us that, you know, we need to check our sources to make sure we're not just buying into anybody on the left or the right for that matter.
Yeah.
But that we really need to get to the truth. And we have to remember, Stevie, that instant certainty is the enemy of truth. It undermines trust. And that's to me the bigger worry in the country is that we've lost trust in a lot of the national media. We've lost trust in a lot of institutions. And we're starting to fray the fabric of society because we're losing trust in each other. And that's where it really has to begin.
I think it's horrible for the country. And I don't like when Donald Trump hits, you know, fake news because we need that institution. As bad as some of them have been, we need them for this thing to work.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And we need to remember that that's a we the people issue. The First Amendment does not belong to the president. The First Amendment does not belong to the press. It belongs to we the people.
Yes.
And when the president takes it on that way, that's a bad day for the country. When the national media thinks they're the story and that they own the First Amendment, that's a bad day for the country. But as I said before, it's incumbent on all of us, the citizens, to listen to programs like yours, Stevie, where you can say, okay, here's the truth. Here's some things to think about. Here's some things to go do. Because that's where the solutions are. Even coming full circle, we go back to the Green New Deal. The solutions to climate change, you know, we can have a serious conversation about that. We can talk about ways to be careful stewards of the environment. We all want that for our children and grandchildren. But I guarantee you the solutions to those problems are not coming out of Washington, D.C. They're not coming out of Paris or Brussels or some bureaucratic cubicle in some department in Washington. They're going to come out of innovative Americans, entrepreneurs, businesses, who are always ahead of the game, who always innovate, and who will actually get the job done. And so we have to be careful, again, both sides of the aisle come up with these wonderfully sounding bills with these really awesome names. You know, how could you be against a Green New Deal?
Right, right.
You know, how can you be against fairness? All of those kinds of things. And we just have to remember it's the American people that are going to make this thing happen. I have way, way more confidence. I can be very pessimistic about our politics. I think our politics has failed us, but I've never been more bullish on the country because I have absolute confidence the American people will get this right because it is community and culture that lead and the politicians follow in the end.
How do people find you, Boyd Matheson?
They can find me at DeseretNews.com. They can listen to my podcast, Therefore What. You can go to DeseretNews.com/TW, or you can just pick it up on anywhere you get your podcast, Therefore What. A lot of fun conversations.
Well, voice of reason, outstanding talent, Boyd Matheson, always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks, Stevie J. All the best.
Boyd Matheson in Salt Lake City, Utah, 715. ESPN 93.5. You can text us, 359-2255. Sports coming up. It's
Thus, search John Deere X300 for more.
Here we go. Baseball season. Tomorrow. Sports headlines, Diane Ducey, ESPN 93.5.
Well, the Cubs will take on Texas. We've got John Lester to the mound, taking on Mike Minor. 305 start heard on U.S. 105.9. Tomorrow, it'll be the St. Louis Cardinals at Milwaukee with a 110 start. And we've got your Redbird recap with details.
Good morning, everyone. A workout today for the Cardinals, and then the season opens tomorrow in Milwaukee against the Brewers. The Cardinals closed spring training, stopped in Memphis for an exhibition, and then headed north. What does President of Baseball Operations John Mozeliak like about his club?
I think it's a balanced offense. I think you're going to see us score in many different ways. I don't think we'll be just reliant on the home run. I think the lineup is deep. I do feel like from a defensive standpoint, this club should be good. I think from a rotational standpoint, it's all five are going to be your best on that given day, but I think they're very talented. And, you know, I do feel like the bullpen has a lot of horsepower in it. And so I think, like, you combine all of that coupled with how this club feels about breaking camp and where we are today, there's a lot of positive.
The Cardinals and Brewers open the 2019 regular season tomorrow at 110 in Milwaukee. Miles Michaelis against Yolis Chacin. I'm Chris Raby on the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network.
2019 single game tickets are on sale now and start at just $5. The upcoming season is filled with great matchups, including two weekend series with the Cubs, a long-awaited visit from Albert Pujols and the Angels, interleague play against the Royals, and much more. The promotion schedule is packed with six jersey giveaways and five bobbleheads. There's something for everyone in the 2019 season. Get your tickets at Cardinals.com. St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
In local baseball, Indiana State 3-1 winners over the Illini. The Sycamores are 20-2 on the season now.
Pretty good.
And we are 17-5. We've got Iowa on Friday. Illinois softball beat EIU 8-7 yesterday. Their record improves to 21-7. The Bulls will host Portland tonight. Toronto Raptors beat the Bulls 112-103 yesterday. Pacers are at Oklahoma City. Arizona over the Blackhawks 1-0.
Weather brought to you by Gerber Collision. When do you get it to Gerber? When you back into someone who's backing out. That's when you get it to Gerber. Locations throughout central Illinois. Visit GerberCollision.com or call 877-7-GERBER to find your nearest Gerber location.
What a nice day with the sunshine. Today's high 57, 44 our low tonight. Partly cloudy tomorrow with a high 63. More clouds and a low 49. Slight chance of showers late on Thursday. Rainy on Friday as we wrap up the week with a high 55, low 42. Right now the temperature's at 31. ESPN 93.5.
Check your Fox Business Minute brought to you this morning by Rob Meyer over at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Rob at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. Still want to talk about Jesse Smollett case from Chicago. Stand by 720 now in Champaign Urbana.
From the Fox Business Network, there's a major merger of healthcare providers. Centene is buying WellCare Health Plans. The companies together will have about 22 million members nationwide. Centene is the largest provider of Medicaid managed care. WellCare purchased Medicare drug plans from Aetna, which sold the business when it merged with CVS Health. Southwest Airlines is lowering its expectations for this quarter and says it sees thousands of cancellations from mid-February through the end of this month. Southwest grounded its fleet of 737 MAX planes. Weather and labor issues are impacting other flights. Volkswagen will be using Amazon Web Services to make its plants more efficient. VW will connect its plants and suppliers using a platform known as the Volkswagen Industrial Cloud. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
It's spelled M-I-D-A-S. They're on West University, Urbana. 724. The guy that said he was attacked, hate crime, because he was gay and African-American, and the guys yelled, this is MAGA country.
Mm-hmm.
All charges dropped.
Right. 16 counts.
All charges. Why? I don't know. They sealed everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? This
article says all crooked roads lead to Chicago.
Well, I mean, but somebody just made a call.
Right.
Apparently, the former chief of staff for Michelle Obama texted the state's attorney, was it? Kim Fox, is that her name?
Yes, with two X's.
And said, hey, family's concerned. Okay, I'll see if the FBI will take over. Okay, I'm working on it. All these other things. You go, wait a minute, is that appropriate? So she recused herself, and then her office made all this announcement, said, hey, police did a great job. Well, why'd you do it? Is he innocent? No, they did a great job. It happens all the time.
Uh-huh.
Here's the police superintendent. Then here's outgoing Mayor Rahm Emanuel. Then Fox News reporter Matt Finn.
I've heard that they wanted their day in court with TV cameras so America could know the truth. But no, they chose to hide behind secrecy and broker a deal to circumvent the judicial system.
This is an unbelievable, not just whitewash of justice, this is a person now who's been let off scot-free with no sense of accountability of the moral and ethical wrong of his actions.
Smollett speaking out after the ruling.
I've been truthful and consistent on every single level since day one. I would not be my mother's son if I was capable of one drop of what I've been accused of.
Superintendent Eddie Johnson says police carried out a meticulous investigation with dozens of detectives and concluded that Smollett cut the Ocendaro brothers a $3,500 check to pretend to beat him, call him racial and homophobic slurs, and say this is MAGA country. Smollett's attorney says Chicago's top cop is wrong and accused the police of trying the case in public.
Okay. Golly. See, I guess that's the end of that story.
I guess so.
Yeah.
It talks about Tina Chen a lot in this article.
Tina Chen is a former chief of staff for Michelle Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, if you know Jesse Jackson in Chicago, and Jesse Smollett worked for Jesse over the weekend, Rainbow Coalition stuffing envelopes for fundraisers.
Yes, he did.
And apparently that was his community service.
Right, and then was able to get his bond back?
No, he lost his $10,000.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was his bail money, I guess, bond money. So, yeah, he did lose $10,000, but I just don't think this would happen without powerful people just making some calls.
Right.
Now, I think the feds can get involved. I think the FBI, I think because there was a threatening letter sent through the mail, which is a federal offense. So I think they could actually step in. I didn't hear Rahm Emanuel calling for that, and I didn't hear Eddie Johnson, superintendent of police, calling for that. But I think that's possible.
Well, and Rahm's got one foot out the door, right?
Yeah. So, again, a massive head shaker on this one. You just got to be kidding, because it just would not have happened. Talk about rich and powerful.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if you just flipped everything and a white guy accused Hispanics of, or African-Americans of jumping him and making it up, and do you think he'd just be, are you kidding? Because the damage is done. We're blessed that there wasn't riots after this thing. And where are the brothers, by the way? I mean, you're going to probably see them. They hang out together, and they're massive Arnold Schwarzenegger-looking like guys. They're massive human beings.
Mm-hmm.
They're huge bodybuilders, and they were on the show Empire. And where are they?
Right.
I mean, they know a lot.
They could do some damage to somebody if they really wanted to.
Oh, man, no question. And then they seal the file. Are you kidding me?
Right.
You can't get to it. It is so crooked. It is illuminated easily for everyone to see, and they're planning on things just kind of, fading away. A little more on this with Wendy Patrick, legal scholar, coming up in just a few moments. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World has appliances. That's all they do. 42 years of all they do is appliances, and they're really good at it. They have low prices. They have all the best brands. They have people on the floor that can actually explain how it works. No offense, big box stores. You go there, and the guy isn't there.
Yeah.
So good luck understanding what this machine does.
Mm-hmm.
It's Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. You'll find them if you drive north on Neal. before you get to the interstate interchange in I-74. It's North Neal before the mall. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World with all the great brands like Maytag, Electrolux, Bosch, Frigidaire, GE, Whirlpool, and more. Just go ask questions and check them out online at appliance-world.com. And don't forget about the free 10-year protection plan.
Wow!
It's Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Again, North Neal before you get to I-74 in Champaign. It's Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Okay, a break for the Fox News and Jamie Monticelli's local news just ahead. Wendy Patrick, our legal expert, will talk about Jesse Smollett, if there is any recourse for justice to come back at him and say, whoa, 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 we got something else here. Stand by.
Research.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Chicago's mayor and police chief oppose prosecutors' decision to drop criminal charges against the actor Jussie Smollett, accused of lying about a hate crime attack.
Smollett forfeited his $10,000 bond to the city, but Mayor Rahm Emanuel doesn't buy it.
$10,000 doesn't even come close to what the city spent in resources.
Emanuel called it a whitewashing of justice, while Smollett still claims he's innocent.
Fox's Michelle Polino. Utah's governor signs a law banning most abortions after 18 weeks and requiring a 72-hour waiting period after consultation. That'll be challenged in court.
Meanwhile, in North Carolina, a federal judge overruling a state law that bans the procedure after the 20th week, except in the event of harm to the mother or rape. And in D.C., Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announcing a plan to expand the Mexico City policy, which keeps $9 billion in U.S. taxpayer aid from going to foreign groups that promote or provide abortions abroad.
That's Kevin Battle. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A 23-year-old man is facing multiple charges for allegedly choking his girlfriend and pointing a gun at her. 23-year-old Enrique Hernandez was accused of firing a gun in the public yard area of Gramercy Park Apartments in Champaign on Friday night. Hernandez apparently left the scene by the time police got there. About 90 minutes later, police say Hernandez broke down the door of the home that he shared with his 23-year-old girlfriend and allegedly choked the woman. Police say he pointed a gun at her, then left. Police eventually learned the gun had been stolen. The superintendent of Judah Christian is leaving. Michael Chitty told the News Gazette he has taken another superintendent job at a school in Indiana. He'll do the job of superintendent at Judah Christian for the rest of this school year. He says that decision was totally voluntary. He has been there for 8 years. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
For the past 35 years, wattscopy.com.
Mostly sunny with a high 57, expected 44, our low tonight. Up to 63, starting out partly cloudy. More clouds and a low of 49 on Thursday evening. Chance of rain pushed to Friday with a high 55. 45 over the weekend, starting out with showers, but wrapping up with sunshine. Right now, the temperature's at 32 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, it's always a pleasure to welcome to our program Wendy Patrick. She knows the law. Great having you back, Wendy. Thank you. From San Diego, California at 5:35 in the dark. How are you?
Good. Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure to have you wake up so early and get the coffee going. Good for you. It's awesome. All right. The whole buzz in the Midwest is the Jussie Smollett. Have you followed this thing? It's like you've got to be kidding. Yeah.
Stevie, that's what we said when we saw the headline yesterday. You've got to be kidding. That's what everybody said. People thought it was a parody, that it was hashtag fake news, that they were being fooled. But actually, it really happened. I mean, this is a case that's taken more unusual twists and turns almost from the very beginning, when we have an actor that went from victim to villain. And what, now back again? Not so fast, though, said the prosecutor. What he basically said, and this, of course, is the Cook County prosecutor's office that dropped the charges, they also said that despite that change of events that nobody predicted, the actor wasn't exonerated for his actions. Now, that's obviously a narrative that's been picked up and blasted for the world to hear yesterday by the police superintendent and by the mayor, who were, to really have the understatement of the day, not happy with the news.
Okay, so how does this work? They sealed the information. What does that mean?
It means we can't get to the underlying facts that we'd love to read in order to figure out why this went down the way it did. Many cases involve sealing documents. I mean, think about it. Nothing was really made a matter of public record except for leaks and whatever was reported at press conferences, because there was never an evidence gathering phase in terms of an evidence, in terms of in a courtroom. Obviously, there was investigation. Boy, time spent during investigation. Everybody wanted them to pay back that kind of restitution. But there was never an evidence presentation phase in the courtroom. So we really don't know. And nothing was really made a matter of public record, so we really can't speculate. We would love to, but all we can go on thus far is what's been publicly available, and that has been what the authorities have chosen to share at press conferences. It's not enough. We want to know more, but we may never get to know more about the details that led to this case being dropped.
Who has the power to unseal it?
Well, you know, you often see lawsuits about, you know, whether a judge can be forced to unseal or whether a judge can decide to unseal court documents. Remember in the Cosby case, that's what led to the prosecution, is a judge agreed to unseal a confidential agreement from many years ago. But that would really be the kind of remedy here, unless somebody on the legal side decided it would be in the public interest to do so. But it's kind of tough here, because when nothing was ever made public record to begin with, there really has to be a strong reason that you'd need to unseal something like that. Not to say the arguments can't be made and often are made in other cases, but right now they'd need to find a reason to do it.
Well,
what I'm interested in figuring out, Stevie, is how is this going to impact him being able to rebound in basically Hollywood, within the celebrity culture? Is he going to be embraced and readmitted to the cast of Empire? Is he going to be reinstated in future episodes? What's going to happen there, particularly in light of the allegations that he did this in order to boost his career?
Is there any other, I would say yes, because the ratings go through the roof. Uh-huh. So I'd say, here's your money. You made more than you thought, so your plan worked. But can the president, can the Fed get involved, because there was a letter that went through the mail and that's a federal offense?
They could, and there's been some talk about that. You wonder whether they're going to take their cue from the state prosecutor's office and say, well, gosh, they didn't find it, you know, maybe we shouldn't pursue it either, or whether they're just going to say, hey, you know, we're independent, we make our own decisions, we're not going to be swayed or influenced by what the state authorities have chosen to do, or in this case, chosen not to do, and whether they're going to proceed. You can imagine the conversation that's going around in a conference room sometime, so, you know, between yesterday and today about this. But they may not have been surprised. They may have been coordinating with state prosecutors. They may know more than we do. They probably do. So it'll be interesting to see if Jussie faces any sort of criminal justice. But I got to tell you, he is going to face social justice, and he is already, because everybody is talking about how surprised they are that this prosecution didn't proceed. And it's likely going to hover over him like a cloud as he attempts to go back to his, let's say, regular life, if it was ever that.
Right.
Well, you know, I mean, this is somebody who's been living in the public eye for years. Let's see what happens to him in the court of public opinion now.
Well, it's just pure privilege and who you know and who made the call and who made the text, who set it up. I mean, it's just not fair, and I think 99% of the people see that in this case for sure.
Uh-huh.
Before I let you go, the Mueller report is out. Oh, 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 what do you mean? I mean, MSNBC and CNN had Donald Trump in the orange jumpsuit with handcuffs. I mean, it was unbelievable. 2 years, and now what?
Right. So 2 years, i.e. 22 months, $25 million, 500 search warrants, 500 witnesses, 2,800 subpoenas for smoke but no fire. That's the Cliff Notes version of the Barr memo's interpretation of the Mueller report. There is a lot of talk. Oh, well, we got to see the actual report.
Right.
We can't just rely on the Barr memo. Does anybody really think that the Mueller report is going to totally contradict the conclusions in the Barr memo, which was written according to what Barr read in the Mueller report? It's not going to be a total contradiction of his memo. What it will be is a longer version of what's in Barr's memo, but we've got to give Barr an opportunity to do his job. If we say, as they have, Congress says, we want it next Tuesday, what's going to happen? Barr is going to err on the side of caution and probably redact more than he needs to. Let's just cool our heels, give him a chance to do his job, release the report. We're all going to see it, but what we're not going to see is the quantum of evidence necessary to charge the president with a crime. Mueller said that. Yes, he also said it doesn't completely exonerate him. But, you know, investigations rarely do. The fact that there was no smoking gun after all of this time does give the president the opportunity to do a victory lap. But the fact that Mueller felt the need to say it also doesn't exonerate him, gives the Democrats something to run with into the 2020 election. So it kind of gives fodder to both sides.
Man, prosecutors shouldn't even do that, I understand, right? I mean, you're not supposed, you're supposed to say indict or not indict and be quiet, I thought.
Well, it's interesting that the Jussie Smollett prosecutor said the same thing. Yeah. You know, maybe taking a cue, don't know. But, I mean, it's just odd. One day apart is that, that there seems to be this trend to say, we're not going to go forward with the prosecution, but the defendant, the suspect now, is not exonerated. You know what they just may be restating is the truth, that these things aren't proclamations of innocence. When a prosecutor of any kind, state, federal, special prosecutor like Mueller is, when they say there's not enough evidence to go forward, they are not saying this is a clean bill of health, this is an absolute vindication and a profession of innocence. They're not saying that. They're saying there wasn't sufficient evidence to go forward with a prosecution. That's very different. It's like a jury saying not guilty. They're not saying he's innocent. They're saying there wasn't sufficient evidence to find him guilty. Same thing here with the Barr report, interpretation of the Mueller report.
Well, my prediction has been since this thing's released, nothing changes. There's a cottage industry out there hate Trump, so it's nothing changes on those networks. So we'll they'll find something and they'll cling to it. Wendy Patrick, always a pleasure. There must be so much joy in your life when you wake up and there's so much material. You've got so much material. It's crazy.
Always interesting.
Thanks for your time, as always. We appreciate
always
it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Wendy Patrick out in San Diego, legal scholar. 744 ESPN 93.5. Take a peek at our sports headlines, our Cardinal recap. Here we go. Baseball starts tomorrow. It's a Wednesday morning. This is March 27.
Living our promise.
ESPN 93.5, 748 on the clock. It's Wednesday. Baseball a day away.
That's right. Opening of the season. We've got the Cubs on US 105.9 with John Lester taking the mound against Texas's Mike Minor. It starts at 3:05. Just after 1, we'll have the Cardinals taking on Milwaukee as we get your Red Bird recap.
Yeah, Chris Raby. Okay. We're ready to go. Come on!
Good morning, everyone. A workout today for the Cardinals, and then the season opens tomorrow in Milwaukee against the Brewers. The Cardinals closed spring training, stopped in Memphis for an exhibition, and then headed north. What does President of Baseball Operations John Mozeliak like about his club?
I think it's a balanced offense. I think you're going to see us score in many different ways. I don't think we'll be just reliant on the home run. I think the lineup is deep. I do feel like from a defensive standpoint, this club should be good. I think from a rotational standpoint, all five are going to be your best on that given day, but I think they're very talented. And, you know, I do feel like the bullpen has a lot of horsepower in it. And so I think, like, you combine all of that coupled with how this club feels about breaking camp and where we are today, there's a lot of positives.
The Cardinals and Brewers open the 2019 regular season tomorrow at 1:10 in Milwaukee. Miles Michaelis against Yolis Chacin. I'm Chris Raby on the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network.
Curious to see how Joe Maddon turns out this year. I mean, there's a lot of press talking at the lame duck session for him.
It's
his last year.
Well, if they win the World Series, they'll have to.
Sure.
But it's World Series or bust.
But reading some inner stories about less talk to the media, more talk to the players, less amenities in the clubhouse.
It's a weird culture. I really think maybe it'll work, and maybe the Cubs will win 120 games, but they're the best team, and the pressure's on. And I think they wigged out a little at the end of last year, and I thought overreacted to their poor finish. It was bad, but dang, they're still getting Joe Maddon's still a really great manager.
I know. Don't pinch Joe we haven't even started yet.
We'll see what happens.
Okay.
If they react and win 120 games, everybody's a genius.
That's right.
Yep.
Indiana State beat the Illini yesterday 3-1 in baseball. Now they'll head to Iowa for Friday's game. Illinois softball winners over EIU. 8-7 was the final. Bulls will host Portland tonight after getting beat by the Raptors yesterday 112-103. Pacers are at Oklahoma City. Arizona over the Blackhawks. Coyotes win 1-0. Spring football for our Illini. Comments from our defensive coordinator, Rod Smith.
Offensive coordinator Rod Smith. He was talking with Jeremy Warner in the reporters' session where they had a chance to ask questions and asking about quarterback. I mean, A.J. Bush is gone. Is there a depth chart?
We don't have a depth chart. Right. I mean, Reggie Corbin's not even my starter right now. He ain't did anything for me yet. So.
He wants to be a quarterback, I think.
That's a good runner.
No, we really don't, Jeremy. We don't have a depth chart. We have a position chart. The position chart says, okay, these are our quarterbacks, these are our running backs. Now, obviously, somebody's got to go out and take the first snap with the guys. But don't get caught up in who takes the first snap today, because all that matters is who takes the first snap in August and September.
Yeah, that's right. Who's going to take the snap in September when we open 3-0? Come on.
That's right.
On our fabulous brand new television, Steve Suderman from Good Vibes. It's crunch time now.
Right. Oh, it is definitely showtime. The crew over at Round Barn Center has got the drywall all up and taped. Okay. They're going to start painting, I think, before we get into the weekend, I hope.
Well, you're moving this weekend.
Well, we were, but now we're not. We're moving a little later. We're going to move in April, but we're not sure exactly which day.
I got you.
You know how construction goes.
Hey, no, wait a minute. That's the first time ever any construction has been delayed.
Yeah, or the first time a city has made a little bit of a slowness on the permit. I'm going to hold it against them. But, you know, I've got color samples on my desk. I think the same people that name perfume name these colors. It's, you know, Foggy Day and Gray's Harbor and whatever. Yeah. But we are on schedule to move in April, just like I said, a little bit later. So that just means we're going to extend the moving sale.
So what that means, it gives you more time to sell stuff before you have to lift it.
And it gives me more time, and some of it we're going to have to reorder just to, you know, keep them doggies rolling. The Sony XBRs, there's a good selection of the hottest sizes, and we do want to sell the 75 and 85 right off the wall.
There's an 85-inch television you have on the wall?
Yeah, it's about a $5,000 TV, and we're going to sell it for $39.95. And
how much?
We won't tell you which model. Well, it's Sony's flagship XBR.
And you said it's $5,000, but you're selling it for what?
It's $39.95.
Wow.
It's big. We're not giving it away, but we're $500 off of anybody's price online.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The demos are going to go at below internet prices, and that includes the Bose soundbars and the clip speakers and subwoofers. And March is our anniversary month, so it's kind of, we've promoted in March before. We incorporated in the month of March back in 1972. So, you know, it's a good time of the year to have a sale anyway, but it's just going to take a little longer than we thought. It's going to leak well into April, I'm afraid.
All right. Steve Suderman is at Good Vibes. That's the name of the business. It's before you get to Bloomington Road on Prospect for a few more weeks, and you can go and really, really kind of garage sale this, because they have to lift whatever they don't sell. They're going to Round Barn next to the Department of Motor Vehicles. It's a DMV where you get your license, and there's going to be a lot of people, traffic, and they're going to see this new beautiful place to get a home theater and all these cool things and walk in and buy things.
All true.
Excellent.
Listen,
as soon as we can make it happen.
All right. When do you open this morning in case you have one of those units left and somebody wants to kind of take it from you?
We'll be here at 9. You can call us up at 351-0909. We can't put the prices on our website, so they're just, you know, all the stuff on sale just says call for best price, because we don't want to get in trouble.
No, I get you. Listen, listen. You and I, we probably can lift about the same thing, which is not a lot. So we need to move this for Steve. Think of him.
That's right.
Oh, man. Listen, buddy. Hang in there. It's going to be great. I love your new location around Barn. And thank you. And let me know what I can do for you, my friend.
All right. Thanks, Stevie.
Thank you. Steve Suderman at Good Vibes is there moving with all those beautiful televisions. And, yes, you go in there and you say, that's kind of low. And you can check. You can go in there and check prices, then get your phone and look at what nobody near because they're moving.
That's right.
And I do the same thing to liquidate so I didn't have to lift it. Totally would do that.
Plus, you got the service.
Yeah, no question.
People who help you put it in, show you about the remote, all of that.
Speaking of service, I was at Honda BMW yesterday. Crisscross applesauce off the BMW showroom floor, drop your lasagna, no worries. It's that clean. Honda BMW, there are hundreds of vehicles waiting for you to test drive. And now if you go to drivechampagne.com, Ben Quattrone was showing me that if you click on Honda to go into the vehicles, there'll be an express purchase on the right-hand side.
Ooh.
You can buy a vehicle without talking to anybody. And they'll deliver it to your house.
Wow.
I mean, it's very simple. You ought to check this out. I mean, just for the cool factor, express purchase. I've never seen anything like that.
That's terrific.
It's Honda BMW, cutting edge on everything. Great service and award-winning dealer. Check them out. But check out, when you go on drivechampagne.com, click on, like, the Honda cars. And then in there, you'll see express purchase.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, cool.
Neat feature.
Walk your way through, go to the cart, and buy your car.
Okay.
Really? Incredible. All right. That's drivechampagne.com. Okay, the Cardinal Cub bus trip, my friends. It's coming up, and you best buy your tickets. Don't miss the 9th annual Stevie J Broadcasting Caravan to Busch Stadium as we enjoy the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs Sunday, June 2nd at 1:15. We only have two buses this year, and tickets are now on sale at the ESPN 93.5 studios. For $259 per ticket, get seats in the National Car Rental Suite with all food and beverages included, or buy your infield terrace ticket for only $139. Ticket prices include motor coach transportation. Get more details today online at ESPNCU.com.
The Champaign County Forest